Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All I know is that they lost their broadcast feed, and you're telling me two things happened. One, for 20 minutes, they had no broadcast at all, no sound. Two, in the middle of the round, Joe Buck was talking, his mic disappears, and all of a sudden we hear two guys talking about having sex?
That is exactly what happened.
Are you kidding me? They were talking about some chick that they were doing bad things with, and it was all broadcast live on national television on Fox all over the world?
One of their ex-wives, I believe.
Oh, my God. And they have no idea who the people were that were talking.
I guess maybe it was somebody near a mic.
Guy one says something about a good pull. Guy number two says, that's my ex. Guy number one says, yeah, she's hot. Guy number two says, they were, and I headbutted, And the other guy said, sure. And then the other guy said, I smacked that. And then guy one said, that actually happened? And then he said, no, straight up, we kind of went in a position, and I was laying down. And then after that, nothing else matters. Metallica.
If there's a woman out there, what to find out? Just where she stands in the world of femininity. Jump on the horseman one time, baby. It's an all-night ride.
Woo!
Woo!
That is not good.
And then they had absolutely no audio.
For 15 straight minutes.
Yeah, they were in the middle of showing like a little puff piece with Jack Nicholson, and then all of a sudden... nothing. And then they came back to the golfers and nothing. They just had a thing on the screen.
So you're telling me that their entire broadcast for the weekend is now ruined because you cannot have a 15-minute lull in sound where there's no broadcasters talking for 15 straight minutes. That's a disaster. And then, to top it all, they have two losers walking around the golf course talking about sex with their ex-wives on Fox, and no one did anything about it. They just kept letting the conversation take place on live television.
I think it was funny, too, when it was over. Like, I forget who was hitting. I think it might have been Patrick Reed.
Shep
Patrick Reed
funny.
Hitting? And
Patrick
Buck,
Reed was it.
Buck came back, and he was like, nothing happened. It was just like, and he's on the tee box here. And it was lining up for his second shot, whatever was going on.
Why would NBC announce that they're going to let Mike Tirico do the Indianapolis 500 when they just had the race 3 weeks ago? What are we gearing up for next year? No one watches the Indianapolis 500. Have I not had this conversation with you? I love the Indianapolis 500. One of the great bucket list things to do in the world is to go to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and see that race and see 400,000 people. Trust me, it's a very cool party. You will party naked at that thing. But I have to say this. No one watches that on television. No one. Not even people in old folks' homes where they have no idea what's on the TV and they just don't change the channel and they'll just sit there and look at it all day. They don't even watch. I mean, honestly, Uncle Charlie up at the old folks' home, he's not even watching it and he'll watch anything. Honestly, why do you announce that Mike Tirico is going to be the host? Can you imagine Mike Tirico's now the Indianapolis 500 host? I've seen it all. Well, I mean, what is next for this guy? Is he going to do curling? I mean, what does Mike volleyball? What is next for Mike Tirico? High school girls cross country? What isn't Mike Tirico calling? Have you ever seen anyone ever get away with what he got away with at ESPN too and rise to all that fame and fortune? Seriously, didn't they get rid of every single person there that was a creep with a sexual harassment? And that guy got out of there scot-free. Do you remember all the times he was in trouble? You don't remember these things?
There was a couple.
Oh, Jesus, a couple. I'm looking at three or four at least. Three or four at least incidents. Listen, don't blame me if you're a freak and you get your freaky on. Don't blame me that, you know, Mike was a little freaky back in the day. You can't blame Pharrell for everything. Remember, Shep, when we used to play Blame Pharrell for? I get blamed for everything. So... Might as well blame me. He got all the money and fame. Isn't he doing everything now, too? Like NFL, Sunday Night Football. What else? I mean,
I believe they
golf,
have the
NASCAR.
The
is he doing
Open
NASCAR,
have,
too?
I believe.
British Open he's doing.
You want to blame somebody, blame yourself.
Did he ever do golf? Seriously?
Yes.
Well, where did he do golf?
With ESPN ABC.
Oh, so he was doing like...
whoever they had. I forget when they had
maybe the PGA Championships on ABC?
They might have had the Open. I forget.
The Masters.
You know what?
The Masters?
Yeah. Yeah, because they had the first couple days of the Masters when he was still with ESPN. He's done golf.
I don't think anyone should be allowed to do Butler Cabin unless it's Jim Nantz. Does he live there, actually?
He's the only one who does that.
Does he live there?
Nobody gets it.
Does he live in that cabin? Does he spend his spare time there?
He has the keys to it.
I believe that.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Iron Chef is back.
Nantz?
Chef, how does it feel to be back at CBS Sports Radio?
Well, first of all, being back with you is always great. I mean, there's
Are there a lot of people you didn't recognize that work here now?
I recognize everybody.
Oh, so you know everybody?
Yeah. I roll like that. No, but for Alan Carver, let me ask you guys a question. Is there a more... Now, here's my thing. You asked a good question, but is there a more influential broadcaster in the world than Mike Tirico? Because I think he is this version of Howard Cosell in terms of the platform and fame that he has created for himself.
So wait a minute.
There's nobody bigger right now.
So you're suggesting that he's the biggest broadcaster in sports
100%.
Now? Carver, hi. How do you feel about that?
No, I'm not gonna go there.
You're not gonna go there.
Is he? He's up there.
Who do you think's bigger? Like in terms of broadcasting, Jim Nantz.
We're not counting Costas anymore because he's kind of faded out.
Wow, he's fallen under the top five.
Well, they've kind of taken all the stuff Costas was doing and put Tirico in there, like the Sunday Night Football and the being on the, what is it, the halftime and all that.
Right. I won't deny he's huge.
He's taking over for Costas for the Olympics.
Did he do Notre Dame football, too?
He's doing that now, too.
He's doing Notre Dame? And then NFL?
I think that Nantz is still, Nantz is there. I mean, Nantz does.
Is anyone else, like, who's the biggest talent?
Nantz does NFL. He does March Madness. He does the Masters.
Who's the biggest at ESPN?
I don't know.
That does anything like play-by-play or something.
You see, they have specific guys for each sport, really. I mean,
is Joe Buck bigger than Mike Tirico?
Yes.
Is Ernie Johnson bigger?
No.
His shows are bigger. I think that Turner NBA show is the number one show in sports.
But the most highly viewed show is NBC Sunday Primetime.
Sunday Primetime. You're right about that.
Right. I mean, it's eclipsed Monday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football is the biggest cable show.
He's the studio host.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, for Sunday. I mean, he's not even doing that. He's not even the studio host. Patrick was doing that. I mean,
didn't he quit doing it?
Yes. But Tirico is just doing the halftime thing on the field.
Why did Dan Patrick stop doing it? Is he just overworked?
I believe so.
Because he's doing so much?
Yes.
Does he just want to focus on his radio show and TV on the radio simulcast? Because they simulcast his radio.
Yes. I would just go Nantz and Buck definitely ahead of Tirico.
Nantz and Buck ahead of Tirico. Tirico's definitely up there for sure.
I mean, I like Tirico. I do. I like his stuff, so.
Really? Isn't he a big Michigan fan? He's on the take for Michigan, trust me.
Can I just very quickly, if you want to think about basketball and football.
He went to Syracuse, but he's a Michigan fan, isn't he? Didn't he grow up? Am I wrong that he grew up there? Where did he grow up? Somebody along the way told me that guy was a Michigan fan.
Maybe Mayberry? I don't know, knowing how his vernacular
really,
is.
Really, Mayberry?
But, so.
Where is Mayberry exactly? Is that in Virginia?
I have no idea, but. So Nantz does college basketball.
Right.
But college basketball pales in terms of popularity with the NBA. Tirico was, and this is by his late 30s, by the way, which is even more phenomenal. He was the number two guy at ESPN in basketball, the number one guy in football at ESPN. There's never been anyone that has done that by that age.
I think that basketball, I'm going to say it. I think the NCAA basketball tournament is better than the NBA playoffs because The NBA playoffs were atrocious this year. The first round was all blowouts. The second round was, which one was it? It was they were all blowouts?
The first round was the only one.
The first round was good. The second rounds were all blowouts.
The second rounds was a bunch of five gamers and a sweep.
Right.
The third round both went seven, but before you got to that seven, the first six, you know, pretty much five or six games in each series were garbage.
Yeah, and then and then the finals was an absolute lobotomy. And so at least the NCAA tournament is awesome from the jump till the end. Literally, from the jump till the end, it's awesome. Every game is awesome. Every night is awesome. Every weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then the next weekend again, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Saturday and Monday. Are you kidding me? It is the greatest thing ever. And the NBA, I wanted to gouge my eyes out watching the Warriors impale the Cleveland Cavaliers. They were so bad. Those games got worse by the minute, literally by the minute. The first game, when it was 107 apiece, from that point forward, there was never good basketball played for 1 minute. I mean, except by the Warriors. They lit them up. It was like training day. It was like a scrimmage. It was like a pro basketball team playing a bunch of fifth graders. That's what it looked like. It wasn't good. So you can tell me all you want about how great the NBA is. And, I mean, that was as boring as anything I've ever seen in my life. I'd much rather watch NCAA basketball than that NBA Finals. I can't take another honestly, I can't take another Warriors-Cavs. I will stop watching basketball permanently if that's the option next year. I will stop watching basketball permanently. Meanwhile, I play basketball every day of my life. Every day of my life I play basketball. I love it. But I will stop watching if that's the featured dinner. If they're bringing that out for the entree again next year, I literally am finished with it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.